The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, everyone. This is AMA Part 3. The next person, the next poster, the next questioner was HF. I don't know who that is. Have you ever fantasized about one of your actual family members? Yes, it was a cousin who's adopted. Ugh, he like makes me grossed out now. But when I was younger, like, I did have a dream about him. So I'm glad that never happened. Yeah, he's adopted and ugh, I don't like him. Next question. Would you ever hook up with two twins? You know, like, it would, if I hooked up with somebody, like, do you mean like at the same time? I'm wondering. At the same time, I'm not really into threesomes. I feel like I'm selfish and, I wouldn't want to share. I've never thought about it in an MMF situation. I don't know. I guess I would try it maybe. And them being twins. So the other thing is I'm really like, I don't just sleep with anyone. Like I really have to get to know them. I don't know of two twin dudes at the moment. So I don't know. It depends on chemistry. Okay, next question. Has GWA encouraged you to experiment with more anal play than you normally would? Yes. And then the last comment is, you are so damn amazing, you incest rock star. Okay, another submission by OddHumor3588. If you were a superhero, let's be honest with the voice, you pretty much are one. What powers would you like to have and why? First of all, I'd like to fly. Second of all, I'd like to be really strong. Oh, I want to fly because flying would be amazing. And maybe a little cold. So I'd probably want to fly and then have like a warm body. I'm just cold. That's why I'm thinking about like if I fly, it'll be so cold. And then let's see. What else? I would want to fly really, like, I guess fast, not just like floaty flying. I'd want to be strong because, you know, who doesn't want to be strong, like, and be able to like lift stuff really easily. And let's see, what else? I guess like the power to like hear, you know, like Wonder Woman, like she can hear like really well. But be able to turn that off so that it's not like super sensitive. And then maybe like the ability to like, well, I don't know if I want to mind control. Now I'm thinking X-Men. That's interesting. I don't know if I'd want to mind control somebody. Like be able to influence what they're thinking. I don't want to abuse that power. Maybe I don't want that. I guess that's it. I know, not so exciting. To be able to like run really fast too. That would be amazing. And then invisibility. I just feel like, yeah, okay. I'll do invisibility too because it'd be cool to like go somewhere and just like be like a fly on the wall or something. All right. If you could be any animal, what would you be and why? An animal. Well, when I was little, I was told I was, you know, I was born in the year of the horse, so I've always liked horses. So I think I would pick a horse. I've always had a thing for horses, like race horses. Like I would go to the tracks with my dad. I mean, he would go with his friends, like, who would like to gamble. And I remember, I'm a volunteer and they're just texting me a lot. Anyway, let's see. There's so much I could say, but dear Lord, I haven't heard such a seductive and sexy voice like yours ever. Thank you so much. Okay. Livid Pity says, favorite sex position. That's doggy. But I think I would like prone bone. Craziest place you've had sex besides the library. Okay. I had sex in a dugout. A baseball dugout. I had this thing for like private exhibitionism, I guess. And then, so I like that kind of stuff, like the different places. I think that was my first kink. That's what I did before GWA. Like, that's what I was into. Like, you know, like, I've never done it on the roof. That's why I say commercial roof. But like public places, like camping, like out in the open, man, that's like exhilarating, like under the stars. It's a little cold, but it's exhilarating. Let's see. Okay, next. Would you ever consider posting on r/overheard sex? Yeah, if I heard sex that I can post. Oh, you mean like me? It depends. Like if I had a partner that would be cool with that. Yeah, I think my husband wouldn't do that for sure. He wouldn't be into that at all. So if I had a partner that wanted to do that, I would consider it. Why not? I think like all my listeners or all my followers would be like, who the fuck is this guy? Right? There would be like jealousy, or we don't want to hear other guys. We want that to be us. Just kidding. Okay. Next question. How are you currently shaved? Dorito chip, landing strip, bald eagle. I'm not shaved. I'm lasered. It's funny, like, I used to be trimmed, and then, like, my girlfriend was like, you should get lasered, and I was like, why? And she's like, it's amazing, and she had done it, like, maybe 10 years ago, and I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. So I went to go check it out, and it was, like, expensive. I went to check it out last year, and it was, like, I think, like, $2,500 for, like, 8 sessions. And, you know, I was just checking like the bikini area. Right. And then she's like, oh, for like, I think it was like $2,500. But she's like, oh, I told my husband about it. And my husband's like, no, right. It's too expensive. So then I go to the girl and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to do it because it's too expensive. And then she goes, well, we have a special. If you buy the full legs, like your full legs, you get the Brazilian and your underarms for free. So I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe I'll do that. And it was like, I think it was like $3,500. And I was like, it's even more expensive, right? So I'm like, oh, that's a good deal. And she's like, oh, and you know, the technology is a lot better, so it doesn't hurt as much as it did like a long time ago. Because my girlfriend told me it hurt like a motherfucker. So I'm like, okay, I'll do that. So I signed up for it, got a loan, and made payments. And then my husband's like, what is this? So the first bill came. And I had like, you know, before you get lasered, you have to shave. And they're like, oh, you can have like a shave above it or whatever. And then I was like, oh, okay. And then But then she's like, but you know, to be honest, like, who cares about the landing strip or whatever? Like, just, you know, I would recommend doing all of it. So I'm like, you know, and before I was like, like, I should keep something there, you know? But then I was like shaving it and I was like, oh, why not? Who cares? I don't care. Like, just, I'll just get rid of all of it. So I did that. And then like that was my first session. And then my second session, it was like, I would say it was like 80% gone. So even if I wanted like a Dorito chip landing strip, like it was not going to come back. Like it was going to look like a splotchy, I don't know, but like splotchy baldness, because I don't have that much hair. Like, so my full leg, she only did like my knees down because I didn't have that much hair. So it's kind of like a little bit of a waste of money. But I told my husband, I'm just going to pay for it, so don't worry about it. Even though, like, yeah, so I just paid for it with my money. That's why I, yeah. Okay. Do you have a celebrity lookalike? Name a celebrity that you would fuck. Okay. I don't have a celebrity lookalike. I don't want to say, because then that will give you, like, a visual image of what I would look like, or what I look like. And then a celebrity I would fuck. Let's see. Yeah, let me think. I don't even know celebrities' names so bad. I would say, I would say the first person that comes to mind is Jason Segel, because I'm watching Shrinking. And he's like so goofy, yeah. And then, I guess I'll just name one, but there's a lot that I would like probably sleep with. I can't think of their names at the top of my head. I should have looked these up before. The last comment is, love your work, best ASMR. For when I can't sleep. Oh, that's so nice. I don't do that ASMR, I don't think. I mean, I want to, but I don't have the... This mic here is not ASMR, but I can kind of like do this, like on this side, and then go to this side. I don't know if it's working. I have this like thing that like protects the microphone, so you can hear this is one side. And then this is a little farther because I can't go close. This is the other side. I don't know if it makes a difference. Yeah, I've my kids. Oh, I guess, yeah, I have kids. My kid loves ASMR and always wants to listen to ASMR at night before bed. And always asks for like tapping, like just light tapping. So I think it's hilarious because sometimes I'm like, no. But I will play, like light, like thunder sounds at night for them. Rain. I really love that. Okay. This next question is from user Direction of North. What is your favorite breakfast order at a restaurant? Eggs Benedict. I order that like every fucking time. I always intend to order something different, but it's always Eggs Benedict. And I don't always, I mean, I like it, but sometimes like hollandaise can be so tricky. Have you ever done cheerleading? No, I was always in sports. But I was in tennis. So I did wear the little skirt, if that's what you're asking. And I did basketball and I wore little shorts with that. Yeah, basketball was like short shorts. I mean, I think now they probably have longer shorts. I haven't looked. Thoughts on a meatless diet. I think a meatless diet is great. I couldn't do it. I mean, I can do it for a couple days, but I really like meat. I really like chicken. I don't buy beef, but I really like chicken and pork and beef, like, and fish. You know, I just, you know, a lot of food. I mean, there's like Indian food is great, like vegetarian. Pizza is great, vegetarian. Those are the two that I really like, vegetarian. But a lot of the dishes I like with meat. In your opinion, what's the best genre of music and why? The best, I think, is rock and roll. Because it was so different from everything before it, I think. And I'm talking about like, and like the whole spectrum of rock and roll. So like the oldies to like the classic rock and like the grunge. I like all of it. I grew up on it. That's why. But I find that I've listened to lately indie rock, which is also, I guess, part of rock and roll. Favorite new song. Let me check my Spotify. So let me see. I'll look at my latest ad to my Spotify account. It's Billie Eilish, Hostage. When I heard it, it was really sexy, so I added it to my list. Maybe I'll put a link in it to the music, the music post. But it's really hot. Okay, so you guys can listen to it. I'll put a link to it on Spotify. I mean, on the music like list or whatever. Have you ever heard of Huey Lewis and the News? No, I haven't. Do you sleep on your stomach, side or back? I sleep on my side and back. I used to sleep on my stomach when I was a kid, but boobs kind of get in the way of that. Thanks for the audios. Here's to many more. Your audios are very fun. Thank you. Okay, this next set of questions is from Thespian Scribe, aka Boner Joe 444. I don't know if he wanted me to say that, but he's known as both. Number one. I like it when you guys number these. Now that you've been on Reddit and posting audios for over 6 months, has the interaction with other VAs, writers, and followers changed? You and how? I think they haven't really changed. I've noticed that I've interacted with the same VAs. I mean, I haven't interacted with very many other VAs, to be honest. I noticed that I haven't found a male VA that I liked since the collabs that I did, and those two VAs are no longer, or two of the VAs are no longer doing audios right now, or ever. I don't know if they just totally stopped. And then writers wise, I typically have been working with the same writers. I haven't done any new audio. I feel like I haven't done anything new, like from a different writer. And then the following change. Oh, the followers. So the way I interact with them now is, like it's more of like just like thank you, and you know, if there's things that they'd like to hear or whatever, I always ask those kind of things. I like to ask for constructive criticism. So I like I said, like if somebody's a new follower, I will invite them to my subreddit, and then I'll ask them where they heard me or what they listened to. And sometimes I ask like, what did they think? Or, you know, is there any, it just depends on my mood, or how busy I am. I do a lot more commissions now too. So that changes a lot of that. Maybe I should stop. I don't know. Commissions give me extra money, so it's kind of nice. Number two, what do you like about doing commissions? and don't if you feel comfortable about answering. So what I like about commissions is that I get to do stuff that I wouldn't normally do, right? Like it's a paid commission. So like it's usually pushes the boundary for me. Like it's a harder audio to produce, or it's something that I wouldn't have pulled from GWA or Script Guild as something that I would perform, but because someone asked, like I'd have to perform it for them. And so sometimes I'll change, like some of the commissions I will do, I'll have My Dirty Secret write it, and then I'll change some of the details or take out like the name or whatever. And then I can post it for public. I need to finish out my commissions. And then also I've been wanting to do this script. Like a lot of people ask me to read their scripts, and I feel so honored that you guys do that. And a lot of people ask me like, you know, to do a script like somebody else is writing. And I feel honored that you guys want me to do it. But then also like, I don't have time to read what I want to do. Like there's a script I've been wanting to perform. It's actually one of the reasons why I decided to do GWA, because it made me laugh and I really liked it. It's the McSheedy's like salesperson. I totally want to do that one. When I heard it, I loved it. And this is when I first started. So I'm hoping to do that someday. Okay, number 3. Were there any commission requests that you decided not to do, and why? I think I've done all of them. Some of them take longer just because of how hard it is, but I think I haven't really turned anyone down. Unless I can't get a script for it. I don't know, actually. I don't think I've ever turned anyone down. Will you do... Number 4. Will you do any more contests? No, I don't plan to. It's just too much work. Number 5. What have you learned about you as a person and a creator from being on Reddit? This is not meant to be necessarily about your sexuality, kinks, fetishes. More about you as a person. Similar to question 1... but not exactly the same. But you're welcome to combine the two if it's more comfortable for you to reply. So from being a creator on Reddit, I just realized there's a lot of horny people out there. And there's like, you know, I've pretty much encountered like really nice, generally like really nice people. Like very, like everybody's like, super nice and like praised and like, you know, always like very like careful. But some people are a little bit presumptuous, where like they just keep asking me for the same, like they just keep asking me for audios or whatever. And I'm like, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay. But then sometimes I'm like, God, leave me alone. And so that's why I did the hiatus, is because like, I didn't want those anymore. And I don't like, it's hard for me to say no. That's why I did that, so that it would be easier. Or like, oh my gosh, I'm getting so many like pings right now. So that's why I did the hiatus. And I guess that's what's changed. Number 6. Where do you find your musical selections for your intros and audios? Those musical selections are ones that I've vetted. I've been listening to those songs like for a while now. They're on my list, my playlist. And they're the they're the beginning. And what I do is I extend them. there's 3 songs that if you're interested, I can tell you. One of them is called Won't by Tannerell. One of them is called Ride the Tide. Oh gosh, who's that by? I listen to her all the time. Uh, Emily Mover. And the last one is by, is Come Down by Joseph. I really like those songs and I like their intros, so that's why I used a little bit and then I extended. So I just am creative with it. What do you find interesting or fascinating about incest? It's the tension and the slow burn of the story. That's why I like reading them. I feel like if there was a friends to lovers, enemies to lovers kind of thing that was drawn out and written like incest, it would be just as fucking good. Okay. Lastly, keep doing what you're doing. Perhaps you should consider also doing professional voiceovers or audiobooks. It'd be great to do that. I know there's a website to do some of that legit work, but I spoke to a VA that does that, and he doesn't want to do not safe for work because it could jeopardize his paid work. Actually, I don't want to say who it is, but I get that. Like, so if I became legit, I'm not going to do not safe for work. Is that what you want, Boner Joe? All right. Next one is from Booted and Suited. Your favorite TV show or cartoon as a kid? Oh gosh. I used to try to wake up on Saturday mornings to watch Gem and My Little Pony. But like I never knew like when, you know, these shows were on, and I used to love the Smurfs. But and I didn't have any concept of time, so I was just like, just watch TV and just hope there's a cartoon. Like, I hated Sunday because Sunday was like always like, and this is like we didn't have cable, okay? So on Sundays it would be like stupid like golf shows or like sports, like boring. Anyway, I used to play outside a lot as a kid. Number two, what art or posters did you have on your wall growing up? So I had my own art on my walls. And when I was in high school, I would put like Gap ads on the walls. They were like black and white. Number three, if you could be taller but had to sacrifice to your left pinky toe, would you do it? No, because I'm fine with my height. Number four, favorite article of clothing that you own? Oh my gosh, it's my t-shirt. Like my green, like olive green t-shirt. It's my favorite. I love that thing. Oh, and I also love my jacket, my olive green jacket. And I also love my blue dress, the striped dress that inspired the Make Me Forget Him Tonight story. Number five. In an earlier AMA, you made a reference to a sexual encounter in a library. Care to divulge more details? Yeah, it was with my boyfriend, my current husband, and it was in the library. We had sex in the library. I don't know what details you want. Like, it was on the second floor. It was the second floor of the library, and they were kind of under construction, so nobody was there because it was a newer library that was built. So it was kind of empty too. So, and nobody, yeah, we didn't get caught. It was good. And no, I wasn't loud because I don't want to get caught. Number six, worst boss you ever had and why did you hate them? It was I feel like a bitch for saying this. This is my last boss. And because she was an asshole. And a racist. I brought my girlfriend there who's a minority, and she said something to her which was really offensive, and my girlfriend was very nice about it. She was like, I would never tell you to like leave a, you know, leave a workplace, but I don't know how you can work for that woman. let's see. Number 7. Any teachers, professors you had that you had a major crush on? If so, describe them and why you had a crush. No, I didn't have a crush on my teachers. I'm trying to think of any of them. Like, when I was in school, I was, like, super good. I guess, like, when I was in high school, I was going to a language, like, on the weekend, like, a language school. And there was this music teacher that came from overseas. I won't say where. And I did kind of have a crush on him. He was, let's see, I was 16, 17. He was, like, 24. Why did I have a crush on him? Because he was, like, super talented and kind of good-looking at the time and young, you know, so why not? And no, I never did anything. Best or sweetest Valentine's gift you ever got? Let me think. My husband used to make little, and I'm, like, big on making stuff. He made, like, this little, he made me a gift. Let's just say that. And it was very sweet, with a note in it. And that was the sweetest Valentine's Day gift. And that was when we were dating, not when we were married. Okay, number 9. So he was trying to, like, get me to marry him, right? But, yeah. Number 9. We've all heard you come so many times on audio. Do you think your orgasms with a partner sound different or the same? If different, how so? I haven't orgasmed with a partner in a long time. So that's the biggest difference. If you could hire a band or artist to play at your birthday, not the Black Eyed Peas, who would you hire? Probably F.O. Do they have to be alive? Because there's so many I would pick if they were, I mean, this is hypothetical, right? Like, I think it'd be so cool if Janis Joplin came to my birthday, or, like, even the Beatles, or Queen. Any of those would be awesome. Let's see. Number 11. Favorite U.S. city you've visited? Let's see. Maybe Chicago. It's so easy to get around. I like it better than New York because it's, I don't know, not as big, I guess. People are nice. Not that New York is not. New York was great too. It's just a little bit too busy for me, I think. Let's see. Favorite international city you've visited? Oh, let me think about that. Oh, let's see. I would say, Interlaken, Switzerland, just because it was so clean and, like it was great to walk around and, like, you could drink the water from the, I don't know what it's like, the wells. And then I went paragliding there. It was awesome. I also had allergies, but I loved it. Okay. He says praise. There you go. Let's see. So what character on TV show Friends do you feel you're most like and why? Friends. Okay. I would say I'm most like, Ross. Just kidding. I'm thinking Ross, and then I'm thinking Monica or even Rachel. maybe Rachel. I always liked Rachel. Why? I don't know. She's nice. I don't know. I just always liked her. Let's see. Who's your favorite character on The Simpsons? Lisa, of course. Describe the qualities of your best friend in high school. And are you still in touch with them? So I had three best friends in high school, and I'm in touch with all of them. They don't keep in touch with two of them keep in touch with each other. One of them doesn't. But I keep in touch with all three of them. Like, I call them on their birthdays. Actually, that's all we do, is we call each other on their birthdays. Let's see, the qualities. Okay, so one of them was my girlfriend from middle school. All three of them were also my best friends from middle school. So the oldest one, I would say, we don't talk that much. The middle one that talks to her, we talk more, but it's more like just on our birthdays and we just catch each other up. But like, our values are this a lot alike, and we used to write lots of letters back and forth. Like, we had so many letters about our crushes, like, that we had a notebook, and then we would like make these like little like cute letter boxes and stuff like that to each other, and we would like give each other a notebook to like take home and write to each other. It was like really crazy. Let's see. And then the last one, she's the friend that I'm probably the closest to now, because she helped me with my first kiss, and she helped me with a lot of new experiences. She was a little bit more, she was bad girl. She got me to smoke a cigarette for the first time. She was my little bad influence a little bit. She doesn't know I do GWA, but I think she'd totally be cool with it. Let's see. Number four, ever been to summer camp? No, I haven't. Number five, if you were on death row, what would be your last meal? I would want like a lot of different dishes, like maybe a bunch of small dishes, so I could just have a little bit of each. Like, I'd want like steak, like medium rare steak. And then with A1 sauce, because I really like A1 sauce. I know that's like a travesty to use steak sauce, but I really like A1. And then I'd also want I'd also want some pistachio ice cream, and maybe some green beans. I know that's weird. A shepherd's pie that like my mom used to make. I can make it. I probably want that. And then I'd want like something refreshing, like a salad, like, but not just any, like maybe a steak salad, or I don't know. Gosh, I'd have to think about that some more, because a last meal. Oh, and I'd want like ikura, like some sushi and sashimi. But like small portions, because I can't eat that much. What's the last picture on your camera roll on your phone? Let me look. Okay. It was I took a picture of a design for an arch arbor for an entry for my volunteer organization, which I've been doing a lot of, because I, you know, I feel bad. Like, I have this thing where I'm in this volunteer organization and like they're asking for volunteers and nobody's stepping up. So I feel bad and I like step up. So I'm like been really busy with that. God, it's like a job. Seriously. I've spent so many hours on it. I'm planning a gala. I'm, running a website. doing all the marketing and communications. I'm designing an arbor for a project. This is all one organization. What is your favorite or lucky number, and why do you think it's lucky? Two. Two because my birthday. And it's always been two. Number nine. When did you first feel you became an adult? Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I still don't feel like an adult. I still feel like a kid. You know, like I will get down and dirty, like, and play like games and like jump on a trampoline and, you know, run around. So I've never become an adult. I would say like when I had to pay bills, like when I was on my own after college and I was living in an apartment in LA and I had all these expenses, like my utilities and my car payment and insurance, and like the reality of being an adult hit me. But as far as like being carefree and stuff like a child, I'm still like that. Okay, number 10. What's your worst bad habit? GWA. Here's some more praise. Praise. Okay, this is the last set of questions from JTL Love. This is naughty. Would you fuck a Redditor? And under what circumstances? Maybe. Under the circumstances that I wasn't married. Number two, one place you'd want to travel and why? I want to go to Japan. Why? Because it's beautiful. Like, just, you know, pictures or whatever, and like the culture. Well, I heard it's a culture shock, but it just looks really beautiful, like the nature. Not like the big city part, but that'll be interesting as well. Number three, if you had to do something else in life than what you are doing currently, what would it be? I would be like a traveling podcaster or like YouTuber. I think that would be so cool. Number four, when was the last time you masturbated? Earlier today. Number five, when was the last time you squirted? February 15th. Number six. You're probably wondering, how do you know that? Yeah, I know it. Number six. The naughtiest thing you've done in the recent past. No comment. Let's see. Number seven. Thoughts on eating ass. How would I do it if my partner asked me to? Number eight, if there's one or several things you'd want to try out, sex, what would it be? So I have a whole list, but I don't want to go through it. It's like a long list because there's a lot of stuff I haven't tried. I guess it would be like, I want to do prone bone. I don't want to say because it's totally naughty. It's totally naughty if I admit to that list. But it's got like 25 things on it. Yeah, so my partner would have to be willing to do those things. I think, if not, then I wouldn't be able to do them. So lastly, I would like to say that I really appreciate that you guys are all following me. I mean, having over 3,000 followers is amazing. I think a lot of them are like deleted people that have like come back or whatever, but it's fine. It's still a big number. I hope you guys enjoy the audios that I'm putting out. I think I said before I wanted to like refrain from doing the ramble faps as much. I want to start keeping those for myself. Just because it's like the real me, and I feel like, I know you guys think it's hot, but like I want to start saving those for myself. And then if I open the chat, you guys have to promise to behave. But I might open it up again. We'll see. I haven't decided yet. I'm still thinking about it. So I guess that's it. Thank you for listening. This is like a full, like almost three hours. I hope that, that you guys enjoyed listening and that you found it like helpful or whatever. I just think it's funny, learning about somebody like in real life. I'm trying to think of anything else I want to say. I guess you guys can always listen to my my select gift posts where I like make comments about stuff. I wonder if you guys would like comments after. And no, I like to do readings. There's another set of readings that I got approval from a writer who writes a lot of Gone Wild stories posts, and I just haven't read their stuff yet, but I really want to. I just haven't had the time with all the posting stuff that I do. Well, I haven't posted lately, but with what I've been working on, I've just been super busy, so I apologize for that. Yeah, so anyway, have a good day, night, and I'll see you around and talk to you soon. I forgot to do the BDSM test, so I will do that and post it, not today. I have to work on that. I'll do it maybe today, I don't know, but this AMA will go out tomorrow, March 9th, because I'm sure you guys are all waiting anxiously to hear this, like, 3-hour audio. Anyway, you guys are great. Thanks so much for all your support. And while I don't plan to do an OnlyFans or Patreon, like, buying me coffee is really great as well. I really appreciate that, all the ones that have bought me coffee or tea. Yeah. And I guess I'm not going to ask for, like, somebody told me to do like a throne or something. I'm not going to ask for that stuff. But you know, you guys can always, if you want to support me, go ahead and buy me coffee. All right.